Special report. President Biden is speaking now from the White House, where he's been meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah.
As the King and I discussed today, the United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, which would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks.
Today, the White House also said a pause in fighting would have tremendous benefits for Israel as forces there expand attacks in southern Gaza. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Jordan is an important partner in the Middle East, and King Abdullah's visit comes amid mounting international efforts to secure a deal to pause the fighting in Gaza and win the release of hostages there. It comes as Israel pushes ahead with its offensive in southern Gaza. President Biden has called on Israel to have a credible plan in place to protect the nearly 1 million civilians sheltering there.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers may pass Governor Evers' bill to redraw Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries before wrapping up their work for the spring. Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that if they do, he would sign it.
I have great doubts that could happen. But if my maps are approved by the legislature, of course I'd sign them.
Observers say Evers' map is better for Republicans than any version that may come out of the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, a leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Bocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Everyone in Wisconsin would get $1,000 back from the state if the plan from the 22nd District State Senator goes forward. Senator Bob Wirch plans to introduce a bill that would send surplus money from the state back to taxpayers. The state currently has a rainy day fund of $1.8 billion. In addition to the rainy day fund, Wisconsin has a $3.5 billion surplus. Under the proposed bill from Wirch, just over 3.25 million taxpayers in Wisconsin would get a share of that surplus. A police pursuit yesterday began at Bong. At around 2 in the afternoon, a DNR warden attempted to talk to a driver parked in the state park parking lot. It's reported the driver took off, with a chase involving Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies ensuing. The car eventually ended up in a ditch on 142 just west of 312th Avenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Chiefs win another Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The 49ers looked in control the first half of the game, but the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, came back to send the game into overtime to win 25-22 over San Francisco. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, joined on the field by Taylor Swift, on how Mahomes led them on a final touchdown drive.
He found ways to propel us, even with his legs, as you saw there.
What did he say in the huddle for the last drive?
He said, let's go win this thing.
The Chiefs defense able to hold San Francisco to just a field goal in overtime. Safety Justin Reed.
That's just team ball, man. We knew that we just needed to give our offense the best shot. We could turn the ball over or hold them to a field goal. The way they finished the end of the game, we knew they'd go down and score.
So for the second time in 4 years, the 49er season ends with a loss against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Tight end George Kittle.
You know, you train all season, go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
It's 49ers tight end George Kittle from Super Bowl 58. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the mid-40s. We hang on to the mild temperatures through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think that King's celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Super Bowl Monday Hangover Edition. Dom, welcome to what will be, I predict, the least productive day on the United States calendar.
Crudy, happy Monday to you. Aaron stepping in today. Thank you, sir. And of course, our fair audience. Thanks for tuning in, coming to the political party. Yeah, man, it was a hell of a game last night.
It was perhaps the best Super Bowl in my memory, Dom. And, you know, I forget a lot of them. Quite frankly, I've forgotten a few through the years, but this one, you know, maybe because I was sitting there completely sober and had the accompaniment of my family, and we got a big honking TV now, you know, so we got it on loud. We're watching it, the whole family, and what a great game. What a great game. And I don't know if I've mentioned, but I had something of a rooting interest in the game last night, the big game.
Yeah, you were in Vegas, man. Did you lay any money down at the sports book?
Well, almost more important, I picked colors at the airport in Vegas. You know, I had to buy the officially licensed stuff. Man, not a cheap date. But this hat right here, I'm going to put it on right now.
Oh,
I'm doing this. I'm doing this, man. I'm putting on the colors.
Oh,
of the Kansas AC. City Chiefs, Dom.
Yes, wow.
And I was wearing this very expensive Super Bowl beanie. Yeah. Because I had purchased it and I didn't realize. I thought there'd be both team logos. I didn't realize I was picking sides. But since I picked the side of Taylor Swift's boyfriend, the Kansas City Chiefs, apparently, I felt like I had something of a rooting interest in the game. And ultimately, I mean, great entertainment. Perhaps not as great as the greatest radio show ever. You know, we'll surpass the entertainment
almost
value
as
of
many
the Super
listeners
Bowl.
Slash viewers. Curdy, I mean, that's
go ahead.
That's a very interesting hat, very prominent KC logo. Gotta ask, that Super Bowl logo on the side.
Oh yeah, that's licensed, baby.
What'd that cost you, man?
$34 for this beanie hat. The official licensed Kansas City Chief Airport Edition, you know, because I bought it at the airport.
At least that extra large?
No,
I mean, that Melanie yours, dude. No, one size fits all.
It's a one size fits Crudy sort of beanie hat. It was the only one they had. I did buy two baseball caps also. A bright red Super Bowl 58 cap And then I bought another one and I thought, you know, I'd see which one the kids liked. And then, unfortunately, both my son and I liked the same one, the red one. So now it's a little family conflict. That and the fact I've also accommodated, I've also taken the Chiefs beanie. So
they're all no one mine. Gets,
they're all mine. I bought myself lots of souvenirs. The
airport kids, but they're mine.
Yeah, it was over $100 worth of hats dad swiped, apparently just to, you know, wear about once a lifetime. But I'm wearing it today, baby.
That's right, baby.
What about the ads? The one ad, and we've got Aaron on the board today, and hopefully that's not once in a lifetime, but we welcome him back. Aaron, thanks for helping out today. The JFK plagiarized ad from the 1960s, right? Yeah. And it was family doing the stealing. Did you see the RFK ad?
I did. I thought it was strange. I mean, come on, man. I mean, talk about living off your family legacy, dude. Really? Really? I mean, I don't know. It just seems a bit much to me.
For those that, you know, live under a rock and missed the Super Bowl, didn't see the ad last night. Aaron, if you would, at least the audio of this little ad, this little pro RFK Jr. ad, Super PAC produced. Here it is. Played for the people, Aaron.
Do you want a man for president who's seasoned through and through? A man who's old enough to know
and young enough to do?
Well, it's up to you. It's up to 70. You. It's strictly up to you.
American Value 2024 is responsible for the contents of this advertisement.
And, so, I mean, of course, you missed the visual part with all the old school looking video. So I wasn't quite clear. What did they superimpose them on there? What was going on there?
I don't know, Dom, but it apparently merited an apology. How many $7 million per 30-second Super Bowl ads merited a next-day apology from a political candidate? But apparently RFK Jr. apologized to his family members after a Super PAC backing his independent bid for the White House aired a commercial during the Super Bowl on Sunday night. I'm so sorry if the Super Bowl advertisement caused anyone in my family pain. The ad was created and aired by the American Value Super PAC without any involvement or approval from my campaign. You know, completely independent, Dom. Yeah. They put like it right in the statement. FEC rules prohibit Super PACs from consulting with me or my staff. I love you all. God bless you. And, you know, it was heartfelt because he put it on Twitter, Dom. You know, that's how you deliver news like that.
Yeah, to your family.
Any apology one must deliver. Twitter is the venue. Now, the American Values Super PAC ran the 30-second ad during the Super Bowl that heavily relied on the imagery from former President John F. Kennedy's 1960 presidential campaign. PAC co-chair Tony Lyons confirmed to The Hill the ad, which appeared just before the halftime show, cost 7 million simoleons, Dom.
Ooh.
There was a little bit of criticism on the Twitter that apparently is where people go to criticize as well, Dom. Bobby Schreiber, a Kennedy cousin, went to the X and said, my cousin's Super Bowl ad used our uncle's faces and my mother's. She'd be appalled by his deadly healthcare views. Respect for science, vaccines, and healthcare equity were in her DNA. She strongly supported my healthcare work at one campaign and at Red, which he opposes, Schreiber wrote. And the Super PAC has faced scrutiny in recent days after the Democratic National Committee, you know, the DNC, Dom, accused the Kennedy campaign of illegally coordinating with the organization last week. Kennedy pushed back on the allegations, also on the Twitter. After the day they had yesterday, it's understandable they'd want to put the focus on someone else, Kennedy said Friday. The DNC is in no position to assert morality over anyone. They refuse to have a primary and have worked against the will of the people in the past few elections. It's sad to see the party my family built crash and burn. So anyways, right. There it is.
Right, so they were the actual official then videos of his father or his uncle or whatever back in his uncle, right?
Be
his
I uncle had seen the accusation was plagiarism. I'm plagiarism. Not sure if it's entirely apt.
I mean, you know, these things don't, you know, pass along in your blood. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like Billy Carter or went up and started ran for president and say, hey, you know, I'm a Carter, I, you know, Billy Beer, man, you know, so I'm the president's brother.
The example of W breaks that, man. Yeah. What claim to fame did he have other than being HW's son?
Fair enough,
man. I'm the insider.
Yeah, people, please, can we do better? Can we please do better? Let's just do better. I promise I'll do better.
What was your favorite Super Bowl ad? Wait, I'm going to guess. The Jesus gets us. That will get under your skin? Does that bother you, you pagan heathen?
I actually, as the pagan heathen that I am, no, I it didn't bother me at all. I mean, if that's what people believe, okay. Someone wants to wash my feet, okay. I'm all about the love, man. Now I get it. You know, the funding behind that might, tell a different story than the actual commercial itself. Fair enough. But if that's what's getting people all fired up, I don't know. My favorite commercial, Arnold Schwarzenegger, man, the Allstate, like a good neighbor. Neighbor! Good and then neighbor. They bring Danny DeVito. Yeah. Great to see Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger back together again. That was amusing. I enjoyed that one. All of them, though.
How many of the audience do you think were completely unaware that the movie Twins even exists with DeVito and Schwarzenegger? Our audience,
probably most of them. You know, they're our age or older, man. I'm just saying.
How about those that really appreciated the Usher halftime show? Do you think they knew the DeVito Schwarzenegger reference well? It took towards the end of the Usher show before I knew any of the music.
And the last song, right? That's the one I remember the most from the club days, man. I don't even know the name of the song. I just know the song. But the other ones, you know, I didn't really, you know, not my style, but I thought it was a good performance. I was entertained enough. I liked last year. Last year was Eminem and right? Was Dre and wasn't Dre. Who was it? Eminem and a bunch of the rappers last year. Was that last year's?
Wasn't she pregnant? Didn't she touch her belly or something? Or am I thinking a couple of
Super Bowls? No, you're right. The Eminem one is 2 years ago. Rihanna is last year. 2 years ago.
Okay, gotcha. Man,
you slept through a whole year now.
Yeah, dude, you don't even know.
And what I thought was the biggest news of the Super Bowl weekend, Dom. Mike Gallagher, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, not running for re-election. Hell, last time around, we didn't even run anyone against Mike Gallagher. That's how much of a favored he was in the Wisconsin congressional
no one
district.
Should run unopposed. Whoever the Dem is, you got to stand up and martyr yourself. But now it's still obviously a Republican leaning district. But what's going on with the Republican Party? I mean, Congressman Mike Gallagher was on a short list to perhaps run against Senator Tammy Baldwin, right? He's an up and comer. He's under 40, and he's getting run out on a rail.
Well, he voted not to impeach Mayorkas, so he's unacceptable. A principled Republican, he's got to go.
He's got to go, baby.
Leaving Las Vegas. Well, I got out with my life and this Chiefs hat and a couple of other hats. I overpaid for the lot. But our buddy, Mike Clemens, he's still there. He's still in Vegas. I was up in the car this morning at 6:30. I'm hearing Mike Clemens interviewing Travis Kelce post-Super Bowl. Like, after the game, he's getting sound with Kelce. I was very, very proud of Mike Clemens. I invited him on the show. I hope he got a nap. I got a little nap in today, Dom. Come back with us. A very productive Super Bowl Monday edition. Mike Clemens joins us next. He's our sports reporter at Civic Media. No, we'll be back.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party.
Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Aaron Air.
Can only feel the number of people out there being like, what's going on?
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
And this was the Andy Reid special we talked about. He was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back Hardman, who they didn't have, right? And they go get Hardman and bring him back. And the game-winning drive of Mahomes' career, he's been waiting for. He's won Super Bowls, but he's never had it. And in overtime, he is the best. He is the standard. Your Michael Jordan wins it again.
You got no win to hold. No win to fold up.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Take us with you anywhere you go. Get the super cool Civic Media app at your favorite app store. Hit the button. You can call us. And we have Mike Clemens on the line, Civic Media sports reporter, doing the hard work. Thank you, Mike. We got Mike with us.
Yeah, welcome. He's here, live in Vegas still.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Crudy. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, awesome, dude. Had a great Super Bowl, and I'm glad. I was listening to your post-game coverage at 6:30 this morning. You must have had a late night.
I didn't. Well, actually, I went to bed about 6:30. You know, you get to the game, even though it's a 3:30 kick out here, you know, it took about an hour or so before most of the Chiefs even came off the field, whether they were lining up or getting free kisses from Taylor Swift or whatever the case, you know. the press conferences go on for like 2 hours afterwards, after you get them out of the locker room. Then, you know, you take all these interviews and then you try and work in the media room to about 1 or 2 o'clock, and they start wanting to close up things. So it's an all-nighter. It is every year, yeah. But you know, it's a great story, and it's kind of a complicated story.
And, Mike, one of the greatest Super Bowls to my memory, I don't remember anyone ending with this much sort of drama, let's say.
Yeah. Well, to me, the best one I've still seen, I think, was Super Bowl 42, when the Giants, who had beat Brett Favre and the Packers in the cold at Lambeau, went in and beat the 18-0 Patriots with Tom Brady, and Randy Moss was on that team, only because it was such a huge upset, a great defensive battle. You had the David Tyree helmet catch. You know, there's all kinds of reasons I could talk about that. But this thing, you remember when Super Bowls used to stink? You know, they were done by like, you know, 20 or 30 points. Every year they just get better, and it has to do with parity in the league and the balance. But there's a controversy going on today. Kyle Shanahan said this after the game. So the game ends in a tie. 49ers win the toss. They elect to receive and take the ball. And so they've changed the overtime rules. I think some people call it the Patrick Mahomes rule. You know, some of these games where they go back and forth. They don't want the winner to be determined by the coin toss, right? So they changed the rules so that even if you score a touchdown, the other team still gets a chance. They get a chance. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Shanahan was asked last night after the game, why did you decide to go for it on the first try?
It's just something we talked about with, you know, that none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we decided to be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them at least to a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
So that was his reason, Michael.
Well, the thing is, the reporters started asking some of the other guys, like Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, or Eric Armstead, the defensive lineman, and they said, we didn't know the rules changed. We never, he never talked about it. And as a matter of fact, Armstead, the defensive lineman for the 49ers, said, actually, he said, when we got into the overtime, they flashed the new rules up on the scoreboard. And I was reading him off of that and said, oh, so if we score, they still get a chance to get the ball, huh? Okay. All right. So, ESPN's kind of really drumming that up. Whereas you asked Justin Reed, safety for the Chiefs, he said, Andy talked about that in training camp. I mean, we went over that for like 2 weeks. Here's what would change. Here's what we do in this situation. He even said that in last night's situation, the Chiefs defense was able to stop the 49ers, so they settled for a field goal. Then Patrick Mahomes takes him, drives him down the field. He's at least trying to get a field goal. Then they had that big chunk play. I think it was by Kelsey. Now they're within scoring range, and they throw that great play that they called the corn dog. They ran a little fake, and then Nicole Hardman ran outside and caught the touchdown, the winning touchdown. If they had to score a touchdown to tie, the Chiefs said their plan would have been to go for two. So, ESPN's digging this up like Kyle Shanahan didn't communicate with his players. I would think, though, if I'm making $1 million and a player in the NFL, I might pick up the paper and read about rule changes every once in a while,
I had to be informed by Tony Romo. I didn't know. I didn't know about the new rules.
Right.
I hope the gambling public wasn't caught flat-footed, because I could see some people losing their mind. Could you not?
Yeah, absolutely. There was one guy here, I heard, he's one of these big gamblers, and he actually maybe has a newsletter or whatever. I can't remember his name, Bill Johnson or whatever. But he said, I'm not putting a lot of money on this game because I think it's going to be so close. Most of the odds makers had the 49ers winning it because of the strength of their roster. This guy said, I'm going to make a small bet, $500,000 on the Chiefs. So that's the kind of money that, they're rolling out here.
Right.
Here's the other thing. You guys saw the game. So you saw in the second half the frustration of the Chiefs trailing by 10. And then Travis Kelce comes running in, gets in the face of Andy Reid, the head coach. Did you see him yelling and everything?
I did, but yeah. Not in real time, only in coming back from the commercial break.
Right. So Andy Reid was asked that right away. Like, so why was Kelce all in your face and pushing you before halftime?
Yeah, he was emotional today. So I have five kids, so I get how that goes. The part I love is he loves to play the game, and he wants to help his team win. I mean, it's not a selfish thing. That's not what it is, and I understand that. And so as much as, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He caught me off balance. I wasn't watching. He's a cheap shot, but that's all right. He did get he was really coming over just to go, just put me in, I'll score, so that's really what it was. Well, I love that. I mean, it's not the first time. I appreciate it.
Mike, I understand that Travis Kelce actually addressed the locker room very emotionally during the halftime for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that. And he also talked to them the night before and just said, that we've got this opportunity to do this back-to-back thing. And now they got the opportunity to do three in a row, which would be amazing. And, Patrick Mahomes, he's the new GOAT of the NFL, no question.
Do you see what the early line is on the Packers next year?
No.
Nor I. I was hoping you'd know. Michael, I know it was a late night. I'll check with the MGM Grand. Thanks for checking in from Vegas, man. When do you sneak out of town?
I'll come back Wednesday.
Well, enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens.
Thanks, Mike.
He was live at the Super Bowl, man. I got to be a little envious of that guy. I only bet $34 with my sports memorabilia. Come back with us, the Devils Advocates. You can join us, Tom. We'll talk some politics. The Super Bowl Monday Hangover Edition. I told you, might be the least productive day in American history, because that was a great Super Bowl last night. More Devils Advocates. We're always great. Just ask us.
When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Enjoy. enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in this...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storm in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. They were the first-ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Postal workers want better pay and bigger staffs to reduce turnover. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says small rural post offices are hit the hardest.
These offices are understaffed due to the fact of not enough housing in those areas. The wages are not high enough.
In November, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the agency is trying to cut labor costs. The Postal Service lost $6.5 billion last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 16-year-old missing from Waukesha County has not been heard from in a week. The Sheriff's Department reports that while they've mainly concluded their search in the Vernon area, they're still following up on leads related to the disappearance of Isaiah Kramer. His family is seeking community support for the search efforts and is offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to his return. They're requesting donations to cover costs and assist in putting up flyers. The teen's image is available online. A school board recall race in Racine County is set. A recall election will take place at the end of the month to select two seats on the Raymond School Board. There are four candidates. In January, recall petitions against Gwen Keller and Janelle Wise, members of the school board, were approved. However, Keller has resigned and will not be participating in the ballot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Get ready for a purple stream. Warner Brothers' The Color Purple premieres on Max February 16th. The film is an adaptation from the Broadway musical, which is an adaptation of the novel of the same title, and stars Fantasia Barrino, Taraji P. Henson, and Coleman Domingo. John Cryer put the kibosh on rumors of a 2.5 Men reboot. While promoting a new project, Cryer appeared on The View last week and said he would not be excited to revisit the show, hinting that Sheen sabotaged the show on its first run. Doesn't sound like winning to me. Cryer did say in regard to Sheen's substance issues, he heard the actor is doing much better and said he was happy about that, but added he has no desire to be in business with him again. Cryer's new series is called Extended Family and can be seen on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the mid-40s. We hang on to the mild temperatures through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Yeah!
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Kick it!
Welcome back to the Devil Bowl. Devil's Advocate Super Bowl Hangover Monday Edition, I'm pretty sure. I was trying to run a lot of words together really quickly. Now I was checking the early sports book, the MGM Grand. The Packers, amongst the, you know, the top tier favorites, you know, is the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. I believe this is 5-1, although they're just doing it as a dollar amount. San Francisco 49ers. They lost last night, and they're 5-1 to win next year's Super Bowl. Kansas City, $750. I believe that's on a $100 bet. So, what? 7.5-1. I won't ask you to do math anymore on the radio. Getting down to the Packers, Baltimore, Buffalo, Detroit, $1,200. I think that's 12-1, Dom. Bengals, Cowboys. How about them, Cowboys? Philadelphia, Miami Dolphins, and then your Green Bay Packers, for those that are fans, $2,500. So I think that's a 25-1 odds against the Packers.
So
I like those odds. I'd take those odds.
More highly favored to win next Super Bowl next year than the Packers are.
Yes. Bet on the idiocy of degenerate gamblers so far at the MGM Grand.
Not all gamblers are degenerate, Crudy, just the ones that lose. You know, it's
just the ones that lose. If you lose more than you own.
Lose. Otherwise, it's a sure thing.
They're all sure things, aren't they?
All right.
844-967-2789. Dom, we'd like to announce a sure thing. There are very few bets in this lifetime that are a sure thing. But here's one of them. We'd like to congratulate our friend, Maggie Dawn. She is the Corporation Counsel, Milwaukee County. And there's something of a big article in the paper today. And here's a bet I would not have taken. Maggie Dawn, perhaps the first person I've ever seen to get good press from Daniel Bice. How does she rate? How is that possible? No Page Six smears, no, you know, questions of ulterior motives, but the headline, Milwaukee County's top lawyer, Margaret Dawn, to resign in March. And Dom, apparently she's got a new job. Leading into us. So we're very excited to announce Maggie's going to be, you know, the new Civic Media product that leads into the greatest radio show ever, some say, the Devil's Advocate. So Maggie will be our fine lead-in across the state of Wisconsin. She's going to do a 2-4 show, my understanding, Dom. And yes, okay. As a friend, we're ecstatic for her. And
absolutely.
You know, second greatest radio show ever. It could be soon now.
That's a good lead-in.
Yes. We have given her the greatest lead-in ever when she was at the 6 o'clock slot. But this will be an expanded role for her, a couple hours, my understanding. And here's what Maggie said. I quote her from Daniel Bice's piece. Again, good coverage. I am sad beyond measure to leave Milwaukee County. My work with the incredible public servants in the Office of Corporation Counsel and throughout the county, as well as many dedicated elective officials, has been the highlight of my professional career. I won't say her age. I won't say how much she made, but it's a lot of jig, man. She was one of the highest paid employees of Milwaukee County, apparently, Dom. In an interview, Dawn said it seemed like the right time for her to go. She's completed many major tasks for the county, from coping with the pandemic to pushing for an increase in the countywide sales tax. She also said she has assembled a strong lineup of county lawyers for her successor. Above and beyond that, Dom, she won a huge opioid settlement for Milwaukee County. She fought back the recount efforts of Jim Troupas and the Trump lawyers
I mean, the opioid settlement alone was $152 million in payments to the county.
Well,
I mean, that's huge.
She also saved democracy, as far as I was concerned, through her efforts on the other side of Troopas and the recount of Milwaukee County. So when I say sure bet, the sure bet is you're going to give her a listen and you're going to love her because she is one of the most dynamic human beings I have ever heard on the radio in person. And I like to say this about her, Dom, and I mean it in all sincerity. If Maggie Dawn tells me I'm wrong, I believe her. She's just never said it.
I don't know if that's the case. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley will recommend Dawn's successor, who will require approval from the county board. That will be Scott Brown. Here's what Crowley said. I am grateful for Ms. Dawn's service during her time with Milwaukee County. She's been a reliable, steady hand for residents, taxpayers, and citizens, and a true partner to county decision makers. Yes, of the highest quality, Maggie Dawn is, and we look forward to having her lead up into us.
And apparently she's doing something more than simply a little radio show, general counsel for this civic media outfit we hear of. Here is the quote from Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. She brings a wealth of experience to our organization from Wall Street to local politics, both as an economist and a lawyer and a kick-ass friend of the devil's advocates. Congratulations, Maggie Dawn. So we look forward to her leading into us starting on February 26th. That's my understanding, Dom. That will be the modest shift of lineup and then.
No, 2 weeks. All right.
Yeah, the can't miss Maggie Dawn. So you'll have a new star leading into the greatest radio show ever starting February 26th. But I've also got to take note of the fact there is a former colleague that apparently is getting her big shot on WTMJ. And what did Thumper's mom say? If you can't say anything nice about someone, don't say anything at all. So I'm going to choose not to make comment. But I suspect if this becomes a ratings and a relevance horse race, I'm going to put my money with Maggie Dawn. I'm just betting on her. I'm just going to put it that way.
844-967-2789. Lots of changing lineups in the radio industry and the radio scene here in Wisconsin. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, a very important, monumental, life-changing, perhaps, year in politics here in the state of Wisconsin. So buckle in and hang on.
Well, it's funny because as I see it described, you know, WTMJ moving away from politics and the news of their newest hostess being announced in the TV and radio section, which is somewhat different than the political section that Maggie Dawn bears, you know, bears coverage in because she has a resume. 844-967-2789. Who's going to run against Mike Gallagher? That is the question I've been kicking around in my head all during Super Bowl Sunday. And I realize, you know, that and how many times will they show Taylor Swift during the game? And what's for dinner? That's always an important question on Super Bowl Sunday. As it turned out, it was a teriyaki stir fry. But Dom, who's going to run against Mike Gallagher? A, I would hope the Democrats will run someone, as apparently Mike Gallagher is stepping away. And the other question becomes, and my wife asked me this immediately when I said, big news, this is kind of big news. She said, what'd he do? I said, what do you mean? She said, what'd he do? What crime, what story is he trying to get out in front of? Whenever some young Republican says, I'm going to go spend more time with family, young or old, there's usually a scandal in the offing. Is there not, Dom? At least that's a track record.
That would be, in Vegas, I would take that bet. Yes, usually that's the case. I don't know if that's the case with Mike Gallagher. I think Mike Gallagher was just got on the wrong side of MAGA. And it's, you know, there's lots of Republicans leaving the Republican, or at least deciding no longer to serve their constituents, let's call it. Because of the chaos in the Republican Party. Now, that's not what Gallagher said. Gallagher, apparently, he would leave.
Go and cash checks on K Street. No, what did he say?
He will leave at the end of his current term to One, enter the private sector. And two, spend more time with his young family. Yeah, he said his future work will be in line with his national security goals and focus on defense policy. So what? Lobbyists for the defense industry? I don't know. Here's what Congressman, soon to be retired, had to say. I really just felt like I've accomplished much more than I even thought I could when I set out. And I firmly don't believe that the best use for the next chapter of my career is staying in Congress for another decade. Even though my title may change, my job may change, my mission is always going to remain the same. My mission is to prevent World War III. I've dedicated myself to restoring conventional deterrence in order to prevent a war with China. And so whatever I do will be an extension of that mission.
And of course, cashing checks.
I mean, you have to, right?
If you're trying to end World War III, you think you can be more influential outside of governance? I mean, this guy heads up some...
Prevent World War III, not end it. Prevent it.
Okay, prevent it. Sure.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. There is a difference there.
I mean, but don't get ahead of ourselves, Crudy.
I mean, if China is the greatest enemy right now, if this is the perception, and he wanted to be on this China committee, he has headed up this, you know, select committee they created just for Gallagher, effectively, and he's giving it all back, Dom, for just... what, a little more money? Or is it truly to escape what, the governance of Donald Trump? Does he fear that Donald Trump will be the next president and he would have to govern with Trump? Because he knows the current circumstance and he's got it pretty good, even with this modest Republican thing. He's a committee chairman, one of the more prestigious, less partisan committees. You know, he's not over there with Grothman heading up some Yahoo committee. So I would question him. Who is the next hope for the great blue hope, the great Democratic hope? Because it's hard to get a really good candidate to go and run in a district where you've got a guy that looks like he came from central casting. He looks like a young congressman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He looks like the kind of guy that should be in politics. And I know that shouldn't matter.
I don't know what that means, dude, but okay, to you he might.
I think some voters out there in the world make decisions based on image, what people look like, what they're perceived
a lot of shallow,
to be.
Ignorant people in this world, it's our responsibility to get them up to speed, and not judging a book by its cover would be a good, easy first start.
Well, I would say the fact that he stood up to the January 6th, went on CNN in real time for a minute. Showed a little courage, showed a little spine, showed some cojones. Well, you know, I mean, I don't always have to see ideologically the same thing that many of these Republicans see. You know, and he's been on the wrong side of a lot of issues, don't get me wrong. But there are very few Republicans of character, and I thought Mike Gallagher was perhaps one of them, and I thought that made him a very difficult opponent and very hard to go recruit a great Dem that would want to go sacrifice themselves, because no matter how good they were, they're going to lose by 7-10 to an incumbent with a big war chest like Mike Gallagher. But now it's open season, man. It is a wide open lane. And I can think of at least one or two good candidates.
Well, and then throw in the potential of congressional redistricting as well. The GOP, Roger Roth, Rudy, he has already announced the Republican he will run for Mike Gallagher's seat.
And what did he do? Prior state senator lost a lieutenant gubernatorial race, something like that?
Something like that. But, you know, he's looks like a congressman.
He looks like a congressman. He looks in the mirror every day and says, "Come on, man. That's what a congressman should look like. I would look so good in those headshots."
Yeah, man, you look like a radio host.
Depends on whether I'm wearing the, you know, Chiefs beanie or, you know, a more traditional beat-up Packer hat or one of my many, many hats, Tom. I wear many hats around here.
So many hats.
So many hats. You can wear the hats. 844-967-2789. Also, big news. You know, since we're doing sports, entertainment, and all that kind of stuff today, Jon Stewart rejoining The Daily Show. Mondays only, but it starts tonight, 10 o'clock Central Time. You know, that'll be later after this fine broadcast. We got more. You should be a part. 844-96-PARTY. It's the only way to get a hold of us. It's the party live.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Hangover Super Bowl Monday. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Crudy talking about Congressman Gallagher from the great state of Wisconsin. He will retire after this term ends. That's a little bit from the reporting, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's see. In an interview, Gallagher insisted, I guess to our point, Crudy, party politics and the current Republican tumult in Congress did not play a role in his decision not to seek re-election. A quote, "I feel honestly like people get it and they can accept the fact that they don't have to agree with you 100%. Adding later about the Mayorkas backlash, the news cycle is so short that I just don't think that stuff lasts." And I would disagree with that. You're talking about a guy like Donald Trump, and he remembers
everything.
He
retired the same week this happened. You were on the wrong side of your caucus, and you retired, what, a couple days later?
I mean, I know a guy who remembers all things and can hold a grudge for a long, long time. And that guy has a long memory and a really good one. Sometimes if I don't remember something, he helps me out. But I digress. Gallagher said, however, that leaving Congress means he won't have to constantly campaign, a move he says will free me to just do my job. Another quote, "I've beaten a lot of primary challengers and won by a greater margin than anyone in the history of the district. So I've been able to focus a lot on the job. But still, like even in a presidential year, it's hard." Democrats failed to field a candidate to challenge Gallagher in 22. That's a nice way to put
galling.
It. Failed to field a candidate. Come on, man. I mean, at least, you know, Gallagher's qualified. You know, he's competent.
Yes.
He didn't run anybody against your buddy. What's his name?
Grothman.
Grothman. How does Grothman not? I mean, nobody ran against Grothman? Really? You kidding me?
I can tell you, unless you've got more, I can enumerate some of the qualifications for Glenn Grothman and his congressional.
Just 130. A guest of ours, friend of ours, Kristen Lierley, DePere OBGYN, has been active in Democrats' efforts to restore abortion access in Wisconsin, is considering a run this year, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
I will share what I left on her voicemail. Now you got to run. That was my message to her. Perhaps, you know, she might want to be more considerate than my advice, but my advice is, you know, don't look, leap, get out there, get in the race.
Do it. Yes, do it.
Glenn Grothman, that's someone else that needs a political opponent in the fall, Dom. Wisconsin's Glenn Grothman has become one of the most prolific House floor speakers. Last time we checked in with Glenn, he was one of the Trumpiest Trumpsters in the Congress, right? Like with Trump, 95, 96, 98%. Well, here's the new
statistically
news.
Statistically speaking, the Trumpiest Trumpster in Congress, Glenn Grothman.
Well, after nearly 10 years on Capitol Hill, that's crazy because we knew him when he was a state senator. Wisconsin's Glenn Grothman has found a place where he's perhaps most comfortable. The House floor, more like the back bench of the House floor. Dom, let me read a little bit here. The Glenn Beulah Republican can frequently be seen
walking around the well of the chamber. They call that stalking, don't they, Dom? Or standing near the railing behind the house's eight semicircle rows of brown chairs where Congress is in session. And he tends to be there after the House has already concluded the day's business. Usually, he's waiting to deliver a speech. Grothman, in fact, delivers more floor speeches than nearly any other House member. Last Congress, he ranked first for number of special order speeches delivered. Special order, Dom. And in the top 10 for one-minute speeches, remarks typically given at the end of the day on a topic of a lawmaker's choosing. You know, just as you want to know what cranks my gears.
Right, a one-minute rant, airing of the grievances. Only a minute, though?
He continued.
We need much longer time than that.
He continued that trend. So far at this Congress, the floor speeches have become Grothman's way to connect with his constituents. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
And the public about issues he thinks do not receive enough attention in the news media. He frequently delivers his remarks on what he calls the great issues of the day to a C-SPAN camera in a mostly empty chamber. Yeah. Now, I can't talk too much trash. I most recently appeared nationally on a empty chamber C-SPAN event on New Year's Day, talking about empty well. But Grothman insists his efforts are not futile. People listen to them. Don't kid yourself. Grothman recently told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, just because they're not in the room, people are listening to them in their offices or congressional staff, or some people listen to them at home. Oh, really, Glenn? So what is what does Glenn find important? Now, do you have any of this? Some of this is really important stuff.
His speeches are wide-ranging, Michael, and have covered everything from touting the benefits of vitamin D to fight the effects of COVID-19 virus to pushing back against diversity and inclusion programs and what he's called, quote, an obsession with race in our military. During one general speech last July, Grothman began by saying that he had a few issues that ought to be brought to the attention of the news media to help them with articles that would educate the American public a little bit on issues of importance.
I got some problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
He then delivered 29 minutes of remarks in which he pondered the possibility of reaching a settlement in the war between Ukraine and Russia, speculated without evidence that there are more transgender people now than 30 years ago because, quote, it was presented favorably as a lifestyle for a lot of young people, lamented the breakdown of the nuclear family, and railed against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at universities. More recently, Grothman has keyed in on the U.S.-Mexico border in his speeches as Congress is at an impasse over a border security bill that would unlock Republican support for aid to Ukraine. A quote from Grothman on the border during that one-minute speech you get at the end of the day. From what I saw down there, this should be the number one issue this body tackles in January. Well, it's now February. So if you're really down with, you know, how vitamin D can help the impact of COVID-19, perhaps you can, you know, watch some of the old reruns of Glenn Grothman and edify yourself.
Well, don't forget when he got into a rap battle with Cardi B. Grammy Awards 2021. He said her performance at the show was inconsistent with basic decency as he called on the FCC to take action. This gets me so mad you don't even know the rapper responded in a tweet to millions of followers. I think we've all been on the edge this week since we've seen the police brutality back-to-back, including one watching one of the biggest cases in history come down due to police brutality. But wait, this is what state representatives decide to talk about? Right. It's the important stuff.
Glenn Grothman, yeah, it's very important.
Come to
your open
C-SPAN Channel 2 near you soon. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. A happier happy hour coming your way. Be a part. We've got many of the national headlines. Trump losing his mind, selling us out to NATO or Russia. We'll explain on the other side. More Devil's Advocates.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.